Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hess from Team Reba.
And every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we bring you real estate and finance information and just about anything else we can come up with. And this is a live call-in show, so give us a call. If you have a question that has to do with any of that, you can reach us toll-free, 866-712-1300.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're getting really good at that.
Yeah, got it down.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they can also contact us if they want to. If they don't feel like calling, they can come to our Twitter sites, at Team Reba, and Eric is my banker.
Yep.
Or they can even send us a message on Facebook if they like.
Sure.
We've got, you can find me either individually or you can go to our Team Reba business page on Facebook. We're all over that.
Just search Team Reba.
Yeah, search Team Reba. Remax, and you will find us.
That's not too hard to do.
No, easy to find us all the time.
Well, good.
But you know what we missed last week when you weren't here? You know, we had Randy Banneker, who does, you know, government public affairs kind of work with the Association of Realtors. But what we weren't able to cover, because speaking of licensing and things like that, I'm not licensed in mortgage. So I just kind of had a little general, you know, here's what's been happening a little bit since the election. But you're the guy licensed to talk about lending. So bring it on. Where are we today?
Yeah. We're in a holding pattern. Of extreme volatility.
Holding pattern of extreme volatility.
Things are jumpy right now. Things very, very jumpy. So since the election, you know, if you haven't been following interest rates, mortgage rates,
you're saying rates have a twitch?
Yeah, they're very twitchy right now.
Okay.
And the old rule is they're up like a rocket and down like a parachute. And
I thought it was down like a feather.
Okay, sure. That'll work too.
All right. Yeah. I do actually listen to what you say, and that's what you've said before, but okay. All right. We'll try a new one. Okay.
Yeah. So since the election, mortgage rates have risen a little over a half a percent.
Okay.
Now, it was a very fast and sharp run up. In fact, one of the fastest run ups in rates we've experienced in over 10 years. So it was a big jump in rates. And that's putting us right now like a conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate loan. We're averaging right around 4.25%, 4.25%.
Oh, wow.
You know, so where a month ago, you and I were talking, and
like
I think
3.875 or 3.5.
Even lower than that. We were around 3.5, 3.65.
Oh, yeah. You had all kinds of great rates going on.
All kind of in that range. 15-year fixed rates are hovering around 3.375 right now. FHA loans are hovering around 4%. We've been under 3 for almost a decade now on FHA loans.
Wow. Okay.
Now, with all that said,
those are still great rates.
It's not the end of the world. No,
right.
It's definitely not. The big question is what's going to happen, you know, over the course of the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
And a few weeks ago, we did a show, and we actually went back and looked at how the presidential elections affect interest rates.
Right.
And with very few exceptions, they normally, you know, I went back and looked at numbers a month before and a month after elections, going back to about 1972, and they were all not a huge change if you go a month on either side of the election. Well, we're just about a month into it now. We're still a half a percent over.
Gosh, you're right. It is almost a month.
Yeah. Well, it is a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we're probably, my kind of gut feeling is that this is probably a new floor for interest rates. They could settle back down a little bit, but right now, in fact, there's one headline I was looking at in the financial news that the bond market is technically ready for good news. You know, any day now.
Okay.
So in other words, they're looking for a reason to rally, a reason to, you know, push interest rates just a little bit lower. Just not finding it right now.
Okay.
You know, but the market tends to look a little bit oversold at this point, meaning that we could kind of see that start to come back just a little bit, putting downward pressure on interest rates. With that said, lots going to be happening, especially next week. The Federal Reserve is meeting again.
Oh, that's right.
And
is it on the 16th?
14th, I think, is when they come in.
Okay.
And they are fully expected to increase interest rates about a quarter of a percent. So the fact that they're doing that is not the end of the world. The rate that the Fed changes is called the federal funds rate. It's basically the rate that a bank pays to borrow money overnight. And it's a very, very short-term rate. However, it does have a direct impact on shorter-term types of loans, like anything that's a loan that's tied to prime rate. Okay. Prime rate will typically change when the federal funds rate changes. Prime rate now is at 3.5%. It's been that way for a year. A year ago, December.
What would be the kind of loans people would expect tied to that?
So this would be home equity lines of credit. Business loans. I don't think too many auto loans are tied to prime, although there could be some. But mostly it's going to be home equity lines of credit where you will see possibly that interest rate start to go up a little bit.
Okay, so if you're planning on doing some home repair or renovation, you might be taking a close look at this.
Correct. And most people, if you have a home
And there's
equity,
a lot more people doing that right now, too, by the way, because they finally have equity position again.
That's right. That's right. And most people, I get this question asked a lot of the times. Folks will call up and say, hey, I've got a home equity line of credit. And I'm like, oh, what's your rate or what are your terms? And usually the answer is, I don't know.
Yeah. We always love the answer to some things of, well, it depends. Right. That's the one we get the other side. Sure. I don't know.
Yeah. So most lines of credit are a variable rate tied to prime rate of one form or another. And most lines of credit have a period of the loan where you can make interest-only payments, meaning if you make that minimum payment, your balance is not going down. And then after a certain period of time, typically 10 years, then you have to start paying down the principal on that loan, usually over the remaining 15 years or so of the term of the transaction. So if you have a line of credit and you've had it for about 10 years, call your banker. Let's take a look at that.
Because time to really pay attention.
Yeah, you could have a ticking bomb there that all of a sudden you're making this nice low monthly payment on that account. Now when you go into the repayment phase of that account, that payment's going to jump fairly dramatically. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Yeah. And no, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm glad you actually brought that up. I wasn't thinking about some of those lines of credit. So.
Yep.
But that's not the one I get to deal with all the time, although we went into the break and I was saying that there was an appraisal that was a line of credit that they were trying to pull at that time. So, you know, I guess it does impact us every once in a while. I just got involved just because my customer, you know, they call me all the time whenever they have any housing related issues coming up. So for them, that was one of them. We're like, hey, we're going to be doing this. You help, you know, sell this house to us. And they're the ones, though, that we just closed a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And congrats to them, to the Drummonds. They ended up, instead of remodeling, they ended up selling that house to a builder for a really great price and then bought a new home.
Oh, wow.
Bought a different house altogether. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So they're still living over on Mercer Island, but now in very different digs. Very different digs. Yeah. In fact, actually, their appraisal came in overvalue when we were taking a look at the numbers. So that was actually a big plus for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were very happy of them because, you know, appraisers don't have to come in overvalue. They just need to verify value of the sale. So that was actually kind of nice.
Excellent.
Yeah. We like it.
Always like a happy customer.
Yes, we do. We do.
That all works very good.
Yes.
Good, good, good.
So we went through mortgage rates, but something that when you and I were talking, since we didn't have a guest today, you said a big topic you wanted to cover today was potentially who is going to be put into the position of the HUD secretary.
Right.
Correct?
Right. Yeah.
Do you want to dive right on into that topic?
Happy to. Yeah, happy to.
Because I figure since we're talking mortgage rates, things that impact them, why not? Jump right on in.
Well, it's interesting, and part of the reason the markets have bounced around a little bit is markets like the status quo. They don't like change. They like things to stay the same, good or bad. That's what they like. So anytime we have a big change coming up, then the markets get all jittery, like what's going to happen, what's going to happen, and how are potential policy changes going to affect our business, our market. So yesterday, and I think officially today, Dr. Ben Carson was appointed as he will be heading up the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Is that official?
I believe so. But you read one article.
All right. And it says I know the articles are coming fast and furious now.
Right. And you know, there's good and bad articles out there. Of course, the consensus in a lot of the press is because he doesn't have any experience with.
Yeah, I was gonna say he has absolutely none.
Right. Well, there's a lot of probably one of the most famous HUD secretaries that we've had in the history of the country. We've had some fairly good ones, but some of them, I think we had one back in 1983, I think, Samuel Pierce, who was appointed. And
I was still in high school, so I don't think I was paying attention back then.
He actually created what's called direct endorsement.
Okay.
And if a person takes out an FHA loan before direct endorsement came out, all loans had to be underwritten by FHA and a big FHA office, downtown. And he came up with direct endorsement, basically giving bank underwriters the authority to approve a loan on behalf of FHA. That made massive differences to efficiencies, and it had no sort of adverse effects on loan quality or anything else. And so, there's examples of HUD secretaries in the past who came in without that direct experience that did okay, and did some good things for HUD.
I'm just assuming they also had some pretty good people on their staff. At least you got to hope.
That's the key. And the key, as a matter of fact, Pierce is a perfect example of that, because Samuel Pierce back in the 80s surrounded himself. He had a realtor on his sort of advisory committee. Okay. He had a home builder on his advisory committee.
Okay.
He had industry professionals who could also help, guide the policy and point HUD in the right direction.
That's smart.
So the thing about HUD is that they do not just HUD has oversight over multiple things. One of them is FHA, the Federal Housing Administration,
right.
And FHA is sort of our go-to place for first time and lower moderate income buyers to get
or people with some challenges on credit.
That's right. But another big mandate of HUD is to help impoverished areas in our country. Communities that are that are really struggling, and they manage the Community Development Block Grant Program. They run Section 8 if you have subsidized housing.
Yep.
They basically kind of try and encourage home ownership, reduce poverty, and so it's a big mandate. Carson grew up, I think in Detroit. He grew up in a poor family.
Yes,
by
he
the
did.
Age of 30, he was a successful neurosurgeon. So he is one of those sort of
pull himself
up by his bootstraps kind of a guy.
Yeah.
And I think he does sort of get it, when it comes to that. So
I just hope he stays awake. Sorry. Sorry.
Hope our listeners will stay awake also while we talk about HUD and other things dealing
Good
with real
point.
Estate finance. Stay tuned. We've got more coming here on Open House with Team Reba.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.